Good day and welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in yet again. This is Insomnia Radio Canada. My name's Chris. I'm the host for the show. And this is episode number 31. So let's get it started with some fantastic music.
You know your love is like an H-bomb. You blow and raise my heart when you thrust through me. You kick the dust right through the gas cloud. Head rush back out, beat me black and
kicked it off with a band called Drowning Girl. They are from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I really couldn't find too much online about them. Their drowninggirl.com website seems to be down. But they are a rock alternative pop indie group featuring Hill on vocals, guitar, and synth and bass, David on vocals, guitar, synth, and bass, Chris on bass, and Jesse on drums. They do have a Facebook page. They did join Facebook in 2007, but it doesn't seem to hold a lot of updates, but I will have that link in the show notes. So hopefully somebody out from the Toronto area can let these guys know that I have played them and enjoyed their music, and it is fantastic. So let's get back to some great music. This group contacted me after being in touch with another podcaster who suggested they send their stuff to me. Thank you. And that group was also from Toronto. That would be Running Red Lights and Mulberry Love. And they directed to me through another podcaster that had already played them. So thank you very much. Their website is runningredlights.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. Links will be in show notes as always. We have Scarlett on vocals and guitar, Dave on guitar and keys, Kevin with vocals, drums, guitar, and sampler, and Jeff on bass and vocals. So they do have quite the interesting sound there. And hopefully, they'll play something a little bit more out my way and I can actually get to see these guys live, which would be fantastic. So, keeping it moving, I'm going to play a little blues, Sunday Wild. I've played her on the show before, and the song we're going to play is No Matter How Far.
Up and I am touch up in the moon sky.
This is Sunday Wild from Northern Ontario, and you are listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
So that was Sunday Wild. She is, as she said, from the northern parts of Ontario, Canada. And if you enjoyed her track, you can check her out at sundaywild.com. She's also on Reverb Nation and Facebook, and I believe on Twitter now as well. So notes, links will be in the show notes, as always. And yeah, she's got some new stuff coming out, she said, around Valentine's Day. So if you've enjoyed that and the track I played before on a previous episode, go check her out and check out the new stuff she's got coming out. So up next is something I've kind of been saving up and trying to coordinate for a while now. So without further ado, let's have something a little special in this episode.
So we're trying something a little different for the show this week. So who do I have with me tonight?
I'm Dwayne.
I'm Fred.
And I'm Fab.
And these guys are from the Marvelous Bohunks. I have played these guys on the show before. So who does what?
I'm the bass player.
I play guitar. And I'm the lead singer.
Ah, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. So who are we missing tonight?
We're missing 2 more guys, actually. We're missing Steve Wright, the drummer, and Steve Kloss, the guitarist, second guitarist.
Well, 2 guitars are always great to have in a band.
Yeah, dueling banjos.
Always fun. So Steve Wright's one of the original members from the band, right?
The 2 Steves are, yeah.
The 2 Steves. Well, that makes it easier to remember who's who.
Yeah, we're the kids of the Bohunks, the new kids. Yeah,
yeah, the new guys.
The new guys. So did you guys chat with either of the Steves and find out how they came up with the band name?
Well, I know they've told us the story many times. They needed a name that was going to be catchy but also entertaining. They didn't want to just have it be something as boring as the Smiths, as much as we love the Smiths. It's a pretty bad name. So they were sitting in a pub one night, and one of them threw out, I don't even know how they thought of the word, but I think it was Steve Wright said, "How about the Bohunks?" And Steve Kloss said, no, the Marvelous Bohunks. And they pretty much fell over laughing, and they knew that was the name.
The book actually lists them as sitting in the Tartan, which is actually a pub in Oshawa that I know.
Yeah, we've all sat there many nights.
That's a sad admission.
I know.
So, do you guys have any plans for writing new music?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what we're doing. We've kind of curved down live shows. We were playing quite a bit locally, but it's tough. It's tough to get people out. So I think we've kind of taken a bit of a hiatus, and we just finished a single a few weeks ago, and then we're Fab is our mixer/engineer/recording guru, and he's halfway through our next single, which is going to be called Good Men, Bad Men.
Interesting title. Yeah. Is that like a theme for the song?
You'd have to ask Steve Wright that.
Yeah.
written by Steve.
Yeah.
That one.
Do the Steves do most of the writing?
No, it's pretty democratic, really. We all do it. I mean, one of us might come up with most of the song, but it doesn't really become a Bohunk song until we all put our stamp on it. And it develops usually through practice. One of us will bring the bones of a song to practice, and then we hash it out from there.
Interesting. So do you all have similar musical tastes, similar musical influences that contribute to the music?
I don't know. Yes and no.
Yeah. I think we all have, if there was five circles drawn, I think they would all pretty much intersect in one point.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't necessarily mean that...
You're all listening to the same kind of band?
Or if it's all of our favorite stuff.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It would probably intersect on the Clash and the Who, possibly.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to the trashier, like, garagey, or even late 70s, early 80s punk,
that's probably the meeting point.
But
okay.
I mean, as far as influences, I like everything from the Beach Boys to, I said, the Smiths, which I know Fab loves, to... I'm actually digging Jake Bugg right now. He's like 19.
Yeah, he's good.
It's good.
See, I don't listen to a lot of mainstream music. One of the downsides, I suppose, to doing podcasting, most of the stuff I listen to is independent. Get a lot of stuff off sites like Jamendo, Reverb Nation. Mm-hmm. So people go around and talk about a musician. I'm like, oh, now I got to go hit the internet and find out who that is. Or I bug the kids at work and say, who's this artist? Do you like them? Okay, why? Usually I get some sort of answer.
I'm pretty sure you've found some early ones then.
I found all kinds of interesting stuff out there.
We're interesting.
I don't know if I found you guys or one of you found me. Can't remember which way that worked.
Probably Dwayne Headhunter.
Yeah.
I find a lot of bands will follow me on the Insomnia Radio Twitter, and then I go check them out.
Mm.
So, works both ways, which can help, but that's part of the reason I started the second podcast, was everything that I can play on Insomnia Radio Canada has to be partially Canadian. And I was finding all kinds of great stuff that wasn't Canadian, so I needed somewhere else to play that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but I'm a musical junkie at heart. Play far too many instruments.
Yeah?
Cool. Oh, yeah. I had a fabulous music teacher in high school that let me take anything home I wanted to after 4 o'clock if it wasn't signed out.
That's great.
That's cool.
So some of you might remember him because he taught in Oshawa for a while. Barry Hodgins?
Barry.
Taught at G.L. Roberts.
No.
I actually went to Roberts, but I don't remember Barry Hodgins. When I was there, it was a Vera Brittain.
Don't know that one. See, I went to Henry Street.
Okay.
But I had all kinds of friends at either O'Neill or GL or Donovan. See? I know some of the places in the area. I was watching your video online for the one song, and I was like, oh, look, there's the Armories. Oh, look, they're going down Simcoe Street.
Ooh, there's Wentworth. Oh, no.
Did you catch the guys duking it out?
Which was not staged. Just the shirtless guys fighting?
Not staged. Entertaining. I am going to be posting a link on the webpage to that video so everybody can catch it and check it out.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, speaking about places in Oshawa and stuff, what is the worst location you guys have ever had to play?
Repeatedly?
Oh, boy.
Loaded questions.
Doesn't have to be in Oshawa, though, right?
No, anywhere.
We played a pretty neat place in Peterborough one time called The Spill, which was really, really small. And the stage was, I don't know, the size of a table, backed up against the window that
was to the to George Street. It was pretty.
So you could see us in the window performing. Yeah. It's not that that was necessarily the worst place, but it was definitely the worst stage. Oh, and every time I sang into the mic, I got electrical shocks.
Ouch!
It was fun, yeah.
Well, we played at the band shell, and there's nothing but syringes at the bottom of the stage.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst place we played. Yeah, sure. The band shell in at the park in Oshawa.
On Simcoe?
Yes. We were We were playing a festival there at one time, and we were the headliners, and we were last on stage. And when we got up there, I guess the maintenance crew hadn't gotten to it yet, because there was, like Fred said, there were used hypodermic needles at the foot of the stage.
And lots of them, too.
Lots of them, just a few.
We played a gig at Murphy's, and it was the night of a terrible snowstorm, so the other band couldn't make it. So I took a picture with my cell phone, and even the bartenders left. There was no one in the bar.
Yeah.
And this was, like, literally half an hour before we were going to start playing.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the play. Yeah, we still play.
End up getting loaded. It actually turned out to be a good night.
The music editor for Oshawa kind of guilted us into it just before the gig. He said, "We know that the Bohunks are going to show up."
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so those are some of the worst. What's the best place you've played?
That's the IPO gig.
Probably the Sister in Toronto. That's always a pretty good gig. It's really good sound there. The stage there is quite small, too, but it is fun. It's usually, because it's also a small venue, it doesn't take much to fill it up. But for me personally, the best two gigs I've ever played were when the Bohunks first got back together. That's before Dwayne and Fraz were in the band. They asked me to join the band for the comebacks because the original bass player couldn't play. So I played bass back then, and I joined and was a bass player. They played the Sister for the first show and then Murphy's for the second show, and both of them were, like, wall-to-wall sardines. The band hadn't played in 18 years at that point, so it was kind of a big deal that they were back together, and it was incredible. It was the first time I ever felt like a real rock star, that's for sure.
Sure, that's a great feeling.
Yeah, and it was.
So are there any locations that you haven't played that you guys might want to play?
Lee's Palace.
Yeah, Lee's Palace. That,
There's certain bucket list gigs that... I think what else would be...
The Cavern Club in Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm going to check that one out.
It's coming soon.
Mod Club would be cool. In the city. Obviously, it's a bigger venue, but it'd be nice to even open up for someone. I'd say Lee's Palace would be kind of neat.
That would be cool, yeah.
Yeah, lots of groups seem to want to play at Lee's Palace if they haven't already.
Yeah, it's... I mean, that and the Horseshoe is...
Was Fraz's big bucket list item, wasn't it, the Horseshoe? We've played there a few times.
Yeah.
That's cool. That it is fun to stand on that stage.
It's no one else has
stood on that stage.
It's nice playing at those shows as well where you know for a fact the sound guy knows what he's doing too. And
always useful.
Yeah, and you can just you literally can just plug in and play. Like, I think we've been playing long enough now that we don't even need a sound check. We can just go. But it's nice knowing that the sound guy can do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like that kind of learning process here with the podcast, trying to figure out how to sound balance everything and make the show sound good.
Yeah.
Haven't had any complaints yet, so I've got to be doing something right.
Yeah, that does sound good.
So, upcoming shows or anything like that?
Yeah, I had mentioned the Cavern Club earlier. We actually are playing the Cavern Club in Liverpool, England, in May. We were invited. We had played the International Pop Overthrow Festival in Toronto at the Sister in December. And David Bash, the gentleman who runs that festival, has done for many years now, really liked what we were doing and said, you know, would you guys consider coming over? And Klaus said, to the English shows, we said, anytime, we said, which location? It was either London or Liverpool.
And he took it up on it.
Yeah. The guy was foolish enough to say, yeah. But the minute we heard the Cavern Club, we said, yes, we will be there.
Yeah.
And we were also, and this is another huge, huge win for us, we were invited to play North by Northeast this coming June in Toronto. So we're very excited about both of those shows.
And February 21st, Sister.
February 21st of the Sister, that's right. That's our next
anyone show. In Toronto, catch the Bohunks.
Yep.
So we can definitely make sure those dates and showtimes get into the show notes, and I can mention them again closer to those dates.
Oh, okay.
There are quite a few podcasters in the UK.
Yep.
So do you guys mind if I pass the info along to them? Maybe some of them can catch the show?
No, not at all. That would be amazing. We'll get you further. We don't know the exact dates we're playing in Liverpool yet or
okay.
Portland Northeast, but we'll make sure that we get you those, Chris.
That would be awesome. I know podcasters, we're a fairly good, tight-knit community. We like to pass stuff back and forth if we can and help each other out. That's part of the reason I joined AMPED, which is the Association for Music Podcasting. It's a show that each of the hosts that are part of the association contribute to the show, and we all take turns hosting it, so you get a little sampling of all the different shows. You can check something else out. So usually if I've played something on there, the other hosts, if they like it, can nab it and play it on their shows.
Oh, very good. That's cool.
So I don't know if I've had the Bohunks on AMPED, but you may be this week's submission.
Nice. Thank you, Rick.
Well, I'm short on submissions, and I'll be playing you on the next show, so it means you're recent, and I can submit you to AMPED.
We have no problem being filler, Chris.
But at least you're good quality filler.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So anything else exciting coming up that you guys might want to mention to everybody?
I can't think of anything. Can you?
Got some new shirts.
We've got some new shirts.
I got a book and a CD from you guys. I didn't get a shirt.
We're just getting them hot off the presses this week. They're literally.
Well, you need to send me one so that, you know, I can advertise.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice.
The Who Said the Kids Are All Right?
Cover. Yeah.
So
you need to send me one, so I've got something new and interesting to wear, because bands will send me CDs. You guys are the only ones that have sent me a book. No T-shirts. Nobody's ever sent me a T-shirt.
Oh, T-shirts. That's
we'll look after it, Chris.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So thanks, guys, for taking the time out of your schedule to spend a little time with me and be the first ever interview on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Insomnia Canada.
So I do have to thank Marvel's Bohunks again for taking the time out and hanging out with us. That was the three of the new members of the band. The Steves are the old members from the original group. And they do have a show coming up Friday, February 21st at the Sister in Toronto. That's 1554 Queen Street West. So if you're in the area and you like the music that you're about to hear from them, go check them out. Enjoy the show. Let me know if you go and how awesome it is, because I can't guarantee that I can get the Friday night off to get to Toronto to see the show. So thanks again, guys, and how about we have some music from the Bohunks.
I can't imagine settling down a quiet life. Sometimes it happens, the kids are more the gender late night. Protect the baby name, well, honey. Yeah.
This is Stephen Wright from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
Hey, this is Fab Claxton from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
So that was the Marvelous Bohunks, and the two tracks I've played by them this week are the If You're Gonna Dream, Dream Big, and The Kids Are All Right. So go check them out Friday the 21st in The Sister in Toronto. And thanks for tuning in, and I hope to catch you again in a couple weeks for show 32. And if you're bored in the meantime, go check out show number one of the Vast Expanse podcast. Links will be in the show notes. Show number two for that should be coming out shortly. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you later.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.